Trip probably on the front end of Cheyenne Frontier days, but we'll be busy with baseball heading down to New Mexico that week.
Right. You've got the Colorado State Tournament coming up later on this week. That begins on Thursday. And then a chance to qualify for the Connie Mack World Series coming up. You'll be in New Mexico, as you alluded to. That'll be coming up next week. I want to go back a little bit, Jay, to the Caba Tournament that was just here, and you guys made it to the semifinals. You ran into that Southern California Renegades team a couple different times, and I was told they were legit, and you saw it up close. That's a legit baseball team, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. They are legit. They're juggernaut, and I tell you, you know, not only are they dominant in the game of baseball, but they're a bit intimidating as soon as you walk out on the field with them, because they got probably five or six guys out there that could play football for the University of Georgia, just looking at their size. So, yeah, that was a complete baseball team from top to bottom with great pitching, great defense, and obviously great coaching, and they've got a reputation. They get into that college or that Connie Mack World Series pretty much every year, mm-hmm. and always finish in the top four or five. So yeah, we had our work cut out for us, and had to beat them at least once, you know, in the bracket play. But unfortunately, we came up short in both games. It put it on us pretty good.
How do you feel that tournament was received? You know, last year we know what happened. It just kind of didn't materialize the way it was supposed to. But this year, you had 19 teams, I think?
17 teams.
That were there. How did you feel everything went from your standpoint, from the Mustang side of it, through the whole 4 or 5 days that it was there?
Oh, well, obviously, you know, a huge step in the right direction when you talk about going from four teams to 17 teams. So we were very appreciative of an opportunity of playing a bunch of teams from out of state that we knew nothing about. We had never seen before, and had obviously some very good competition when you factor in that SoCal Renegades team. So from that perspective, it was pretty awesome. I think the umpires did a great job out there as well. They were on their game for the most part throughout the weekend. But there were some things that we the tournament promoter can probably learn from this year, and if he's intending to bring that tournament back to town in future years, he probably needs to consider.
In terms of competition, you've been in a lot of very quality tournaments and played a lot of quality competition. In terms of the competition you did see, where did you think it ranked in terms of the competition you saw, you know, with going to Cherry Creek or, you know, wherever it has been that you guys have been tournament-wise?
Yeah, it was on par with Cherry Creek and with the 4th of July mm-hmm. Classic tournament, minus that SoCal Renegades team.
They're a cut above, right?
Yeah, they are absolutely a cut above. So they would pretty much, just like they did for us, for the most part, they would walk through those tournaments as well. So it's just a different level of competition. But south of that team, everybody else in this tournament, I would argue, probably on par with exactly the type of competition that we see down in Colorado in those tournaments I referenced.
As you get ready for this Colorado State tournament, what's the mindset of the team right now? You're 47 and 4 right
yep.
now heading into this thing. You know, competition there, you're going to see a lot of similar teams that you've played this year. What's the mindset going on? Is it comparable to maybe the Cherokee Trail tournament?
Absolutely. There'll be less teams than what you see in the Cherokee Trail, because obviously a lot of those teams that came in from out of state, they're going to focus in on their own state tournaments and whatnot. Since we're Cheyenne, just above the border here, we like to go down into Colorado and try to win a Colorado State Championship, because we don't really have any other alternatives, given that we play Connie Mack. So I think it'll probably, you know, we've seen roughly about 40 teams on the high end in those two tournaments, and I think in this particular state tournament with Colorado, we're going to see about 25 teams, but it'll be all the same competition.
Pool play, then go to bracket. Okay.
It'll be pool play, yeah. We'll play two games on Thursday, two games on Friday, all four of them at Regis University, and then on Saturday, the top four from the various pools will play for a final championship okay. run in the bracket. So actually it's going to finish on Saturday as opposed to playing into Sunday.
Okay.
That's a little bit different than we're used to.
So you play two on Thursday, two on Friday, and hopefully two on Saturday. Correct?
Absolutely. That's the plan.
That's a lot of games. You've talked about the times we've had you on about, you know, having enough arms or, you know, to be able to get through this. Is that the goal here? I mean, you know you can hit. It's and you know you can pitch, but it's the amount of pitching that you're going to have to do.
It's same. I mean, you know, and we've talked about this a couple of times since I've been on the show with you. You know, we do have a team that can flat square up the baseball. But we struggle with pitching, not necessarily because an individual pitcher can't get it done, but because we're playing in these tournaments where you got 5-6. This past weekend would have been 7 games if we'd have gone to the championship. Some of the guys would have had to play 8 games. We're just not constructed to really endure that kind of grueling schedule. So, at least from a pitching perspective, but it's just a testament to the guys that just stepped up. And did what they needed to do to be efficient. But, boy, if we had had 2 or 3 more pitchers this year, if we could have recruited 2 or 3 more, I think we would have probably done – I mean, we got a great schedule as it is anyway, but right. I think we would have really put it on some people.
How have you been able to do that, withstand some of those tournaments and stuff, and win, get in the championship and win a tournament like that? How have you been able to do it with not limited pitching, but – playing so many games with the staff you have?
I mean, I would be lying to you if I didn't start with a bottom line up front, a lot of luck.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, a lot of luck plays into that, right? We kept guys healthy all year. And when we would have a pitcher that would have an off game, you know, the hitters did what they needed to do to overcome a pitcher having an off game. And it seemed like the two sort of synchronized well enough that the component that we needed to step up that game to give us a W in that particular game absolutely did it.
Well, it seems to me like just looking at some of your box scores and putting together briefs and things, it seems like you've been able to save an inning here, an inning there, you know, a couple innings here with mercy rule games, you know, 8-10 run games and that sort of thing, where they're ending prematurely and you're saving a couple innings.
Absolutely paramount. And as a matter of fact, if had we not done that many times throughout the year, we would not be sitting in the position we're sitting in today. And one of the things that the coaches, we get together and talk about, as soon as we see a rule or a bracket come out or whatever the case may be, we automatically go to, hey, what's the mercy rule, right? Mm-hmm. And if the mercy rule is 8 after 5 and that's the only mercy rule, we cringe a little bit, because if we can get to like a 15 after 3 or 12 after 4, then we get a little bit more excited about it, because now we can finish it sooner if our guys square up the baseball, and then it saves those pitching arms.
How many tournaments have you come across that are 15 after 3 or 12 after 4?
Probably one or two this year where you had a 15 after 3, which has been kind of nice. But for the most part, 8 after 5 is probably more realistic as it is anyway.
Is that what it will be down in Colorado?
This state tournament is 15 after 3
and
8 after 5. Now, the 12 after 4 doesn't factor in. So it would be 15 after 3, 15 after 4, and then 8 right. after 5.
So if you have a chance to put it on, you're going to try to put it on.
That's our sole goal, and the kids get it. They absolutely get it, and I think they get amped up as a result.
You know, it seems to me like you'd have to kind of toe a fine line. I mean, you want to get the game over early, but you don't want to try and embarrass anybody. You know, the coaches that you go run up against when you kind of end up in that situation, you guys are maybe, you know, taking an extra base here or there that you wouldn't ordinarily. That, I mean, are they kind of understand, like, hey, we understand you're just trying to get the game over early and save your guys?
So that's a great question, and we've thought about that several times this year, but it has not slowed us down for that reason. That's the rationale. And so we only hope that the other coaches see it the same way we're seeing it, and they would do the same thing to us if they were in that position. So no one has challenged us on that. Mm-hmm. So that's a good news story. But, you know, it is what it is. We're not going to apologize to you, because we've got to do what we've got to do to withstand the endurance that's required to win these tournaments.
Who's in your pool this week?
So we've got Slammers Corton. We've seen them this year. Slammers Haynes, we've not seen them this year. We've got Elite Baseball out of Colorado. I'm not sure exactly. You know, like I said, the schedule changed today, so I have nothing on those guys. And then I think the other one is a Premier West that we've also seen this year.
Of course, those Slammers teams can change because they're part of the same program, so they just kind of they swap players every once in a while. I've seen it happen so many times with those Slammers programs. They just swap, and Premier West too. They've got so many up and down the line up there.
It is amazing when you show up to a championship game on a Sunday and you're looking at the roster and you see the number of the pitcher that's going up against you, and you try to do a little research and you realize he's never really played for that team before. And interesting enough, he's a power arm. And so you wonder to yourself, because we typically make it to a championship game and we're typically going back to one of our guys that we started earlier in the tournament who got just a few short days of rest, and you see that they get flat. The velocity's not up there. The movement's not up there. But yet we're squaring off against a Slammers team that seems just as fresh as the first game.
You know, it's amazing how that happens.
It's amazing how that works.
It is amazing how that works. So you've got that Colorado State tournament. And then I know you're focused on that, but advance another week when you go to New Mexico for a qualifier for the Connie Mack World Series. What's that going to be like for you guys? Will this be like a whole new set of teams? Will you see some similar ones? Have you seen a bracket for that or a lineup of teams for that yet?
I haven't. That's not to say that Rick hasn't, but I suspect we're going to see quality baseball down there. Arguably, we may see more quality across the board, if you will, so a little bit deeper competition throughout the course of the week, because everybody, especially at that time of year, everybody is gearing up for a run at the Connie Mack World Series. And as you well know, this would be our second run at trying to gain a qualification to get into the Connie Mack World Series. So those who've fallen short in the past are going to sort of scramble about at the last minute to try to get a spot in this particular tournament. So I suspect the competition is going to be deep.
Game time's on Thursday for you guys.
2 and 4:30 on Thursday, 2 and 4:30 on Friday, respectively, and then all four of those are going to be at Regis University, and then Metro University takes on the two bracket games in the championship game on Saturday.
All right. Hey, Jay, best of luck. We'll be rooting for you down there in Denver for a chance to win that Colorado State tournament, and then next week when you guys head to New Mexico, we'll be keeping tabs. Thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Appreciate you guys.
There you go.